Happy to have with us right now one of our regulars, one of our favorites, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Hanny, this team gets ready to go to Dallas, leaving tomorrow for a game on Sunday that, as I look at it and look at the matchup, you can convince yourself once again that they are matching up pretty well with another opponent.
Yes, we are, Vic. Again, it's a Dallas football team that that seemed to be right now headed in the right direction. I hate to say this.
After that Philly win. Yeah.
After the Philly win. And this football team, I mean, you know, why is it whenever we play someone, they desperately need a win?
You're right. Yeah. You Ravens know? Last guy. I know.
They desperately need a win.
Not that the Browns don't, but right. Yeah, you're right about that trend.
And it's not going to be an easy ball game for us. I mean, I don't think any of them are easy, but we have to go into Dallas, and that's a tough, tough place to play. I mean, you're talking about a loud, loud place, a beautiful stadium. Mm. But, you know, we're going to have our hands full, Vic, because defensively, hopefully, Joe Hayton is going to be able to play. Right. We know he's been held out of practice this week a little bit, but hopefully he's going to be able to play, because we're really going to need him. Because, you know, Vic, when you look at Romo's record at this time of the year, it's just phenomenal. He just don't lose many ball games at this time of the year.
He's a good quarterback, right? I mean, people want to say Cowboy fans, and he has a lot of detractors. People just, I get the frustration is, well, he's been there that long, and what's he really done for them beyond the regular season? But the guy's a talented player.
Well, he is, Vic, and when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, I don't care what anyone says, Romo is under a tremendous amount of pressure, and I say that because they're America's team. They're pretty much like playing in L.A. or playing in one of the they are
New
big
York,
big
yeah.
market, New York or something like that. There is
They're
a
the
lot
Yankees
of pressure.
Of the NFL.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure that comes with playing quarterback with that football team, and he's criticized a lot. But he stood up and he's taken that criticism very well. I mean, he's a leader on that football team. He's respected by all the players in the locker room. And obviously, he's thrown a lot of interceptions, but that's his mentality. I mean, he's got the gunslinger mentality, but he has a lot of weapons.
13 picks to 12 touchdowns for the record for him. But here's another thing he has, and this is, you know, let's go again right into your wheelhouse. The Browns secondary, the responsibility that it has to deal with these targets. Dez Bryant, 45 catches. He's the receiver with the most catches. Jason Witten, the tight end, leads the team with 66 receptions. You've got Miles Austin with 43 catches. Kevin Ogletree, another factor, at 24. That's a lot of guys for a secondary to deal with. And you mentioned about Joe Hayden. You know, hopefully he's at top form. But you're looking at T.J. Ward. You're looking at that safety position to deal with Jason Witten. That's a big, big chore.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, you just took them right out of my mouth. In order for us to win this ball game, my two guys, and talking about T.J. Ward, talking about a Joe Hayden, they have to step up. They have to step up. Obviously, there's a lot of other things that have to happen during this ball game, but
right.
those two guys have to step up. And just for the reason that you just mentioned, because obviously Witten is Romo's favorite target.
Oh, yeah.
And TJ has got to get in there, and he's got to get down and dirty with Witten, and you're not going to be able to stop him totally. You know, he's going to get some catches, but you still have to minimize the damage that he does to your defense.
What's down and dirty mean? Define what you want him to
well,
do.
Well, what I mean about down and dirty, he's got to get in his face. He's got to be up there. He's got to try to, and it's not easy to intimidate this guy, but you can. You got to hit him. You got to bruise him. You have to let him know that he's in a battle on this football team. You can't just let him roam free and get in the groove of the ball game. That's what he's got to do. The other guy's Joe Hayden. Obviously, he's going to have his hands full on the outside talking about Dez Bryant.
Right.
I mean, that's also Romo's favorite target. When he get into trouble, those are the two guys that he's going to look for, and T.J. Ward and Joe Hayden have to step up for us this weekend.
You know, if there's any good news on the front of the Cowboys, beyond the fact that, yeah, we say they're a desperate team, but their running back, DeMarco Murray, not healthy. So it doesn't mean they can't find a running game, because you can kind of lull yourself into thinking, well, the primary guy, the leading rusher on the team, he's got 330 yards, isn't in this game, therefore they won't run well. But you know they're going to be determined offensively to try to get that balance, and you know the Browns have had their occasions where they've struggled against the run. But I think the biggest difference with this game is the return of Ataba Rubin next to Phil Taylor. I say it's a new defensive line, but it's a defensive line we've been waiting to see all season.
Well, you know what? You and I have been together too long, Vic. You and I have been together too long because you're starting with thinking alike, and you're starting to read my mind right
there.
Wait
till I start barking.
When you start barking, I'm getting out of here, you know. But you are exactly right and dead on it again. I mean, it's been so – it seems like forever since we've pretty much had all those guys in there.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, you think about 8 games that Taylor missed, and then he comes back for his first game, the 9th game of the Browns, and Ataba Rubin isn't out there.
And you know, and I feel pretty good about that right now. I mean, those guys up there up front, being able to control a football game, being able to play, being able to rotate and stay fresh. And we know when those guys are fresh, I mean, they could be a force to deal with. But I'm pretty excited, you know, even though we have to, and I say this all the time, yeah. you know, people think I'm crazy, but even though we're going into Dallas – and we have to play them in Dallas, I still like our chances against the Cowboys. I mean, I really do. You know, their back is against the wall, but so is ours. I mean, ours is up against the wall, too. So we need a win just as bad as they need a win.
Hanford Dixon, the top dog, joining us, as he usually does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I like what you just said because it takes us back to our conversation prior to the Ravens game and then after the Ravens game. And to refresh memories, you were very confident, very bullish on a Browns victory over the Ravens at Cleveland Browns Stadium. It didn't happen. And then afterward, you expressed your deep disappointment about that because you were convinced. And I hear you now talking about the backs against the wall and that attitude. And you're going into a place that I like here because as the Browns come off of this bye and go into these final 7 games on the schedule, it's the attitude, right, Hanford, that's got to matter here. It's that deep sense of, you know, showing the progress that we've expected to see. We can talk about who's making incremental improvement among young players, but until it shows up in wins, then this disappointment is just going to continue.
Well, Vic, you know what? We've had a chance to take a break. We've had a chance to step away from it for a little while. We've had a chance to really get healthy here. And I like all those combinations. Everybody came back. They were ready to go. We had an excellent week of practice this week. You could just tell guys just have that fire in their eyes. They just can't wait to get after someone, and that's what I think. I think everyone did some soul searching in this time off and went deep inside themselves and say, what can I do to help this football team? What can I do more to help this football team win?
Sure.
And I've always said it, and I've been saying it all year. We are not far. I mean, we're not far from being a good football team. Things are just – I could feel things starting to click for this team.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it hasn't – we haven't won a lot of ball games, only won 2, but that's all right. We still can make a run in the second half and turn this thing around and get ready for the next season.
And the other part of this conversation has to focus – on those the primary hitters on the offensive side that have to carry this. I mean, we can make the case on why the defense can be better and should be perhaps dramatically better with, again, the Rubin-Taylor combination being in there along with Billy Winn, along with John Hughes. But on the offensive side of the ball, Trent Richardson, back-to-back 100-yard games, doing it with sore ribs, and now he goes up against a front 7 that looks to be vulnerable against the run. Looks as if it could have been exploited a lot more by the Eagles last week with LeSean McCoy had the Eagles chosen to do that.
Well, people could say what they want to say about Trent Richardson, but you and I know he's a beast. I mean, he is just a beast. Yeah. And he's the guy that could carry the football 30, 35 times a game and just not even faze him. Because
he wants to carry this team, right? He wants to carry more than the ball.
And not only that, Vic, and speaking of the offense, I mean, obviously when you have guys come back, I think it was Little who addressed the team. You know, when you have a guy like Little come back and go to Coach Sherman and say, can I talk to this football team? I mean, that's encouraging to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that. And just the things that he said to this football team to, you know, that's me telling me that Little did some soul searching and what he wanted to say, what can I do to help this football team? What can I do better? See, all the guys right now, they understand, hey, we got to start winning football games. We're playing good. We just got to learn how to win. And to me, they're starting to learn how to win.
And how about Pat Shurmur? I mean, really laid it out in the most basic form regarding Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
Basically, don't throw interceptions. Yeah. And I know it's perhaps more complicated than that. And I know in addressing Brandon Whedon, he goes beyond that. But look, that is the challenge, putting the feet to the fire of this young quarterback. Yeah, you're a rookie, but you're 9 games into this thing now, and 12 interceptions will not get it done, especially on a team that overall protects the ball pretty well.
And Whedon understand what Coach Shurmur and what they expect of him, and he knows that he's played well, but he understands and knows that he could play better, and he has to play better in order for this football team, because he is the guy. Let's face it, he is the guy on offense. He is the one that the whole thing, this whole team revolves around.
Yep.
It revolves around him, and he's got to play better. And when he pick up his game a little bit more, everybody else. But the key is, just like Coach Shurmur said, can't turn the ball over, can't throw interceptions, have to make good decisions. And if Whedon starts to make good decision, not to say he has not been, but he's a rookie. He's still a rookie. Let's face that. But when he makes the good decision, not turn the football over, then that's when everything will start to roll.
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Don't you start barking.
I'm tempted. Much more is coming up. We'll have the roundtable.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Conversation with Ben Watson. A lot more ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.